Talk 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025.
I feel like I should be on a treadmill right now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
You know, see, it doesn't remind me of the video. You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
Guitar Hero.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It reminds me of my wife telling me how she's best friends with the bass player.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's really good friends with Tim, I believe his name is.
The bass player from this band?
From OK Go, yeah. Oh,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
How does she know him?
From way back, I think, in New York.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, you don't ask? Like, I need to know. If my wife told me she was friends with somebody in a band, I need to know all the details, and then I'd hate that band.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're different people.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we discussed this, and I don't hate them, so I don't believe that they dated or anything. So.
Oh, no?
Yeah. I'll allow it.
I heard Fisher got married this weekend.
Yes.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw him.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
Ian
didn't.
Was out. Ian, who will be in later on, Ian Beckles, was the guest host for Best Damn Race.
How long was that run? How many miles?
Well, it depends on what you do.
What did you do?
I did the 10K, which is 6.2 miles.
Jesus.
That's not too bad, right? Used to marathons, yeah.
Yeah, for the record, it's very bad.
It's way much less than a marathon. Yeah, I had hurt my back and stuff, so I was going to do the half, and then about a month before, I said, I'll drop it down to the thing. Not a month before, but I dropped down. I did 6.2 miles in 1 hour and 3 minutes.
1 hour?
Good for you,
Jesus.
I mean, that's not super fast. Right?
Chuck out there?
Chuck
Henson?
No, Chuck Henson was not out there.
No.
But
is he sick?
I don't believe that he ran in the Best Damn Race.
Oh, I just know if he didn't, then right away I was going to think Spanish might have been right.
Yeah. No, but Ian was out there, and he does the announcing before and then announcing during. Because they have the 5K, 10K, half marathon, and then the challenge where I think you do all three. I'm not sure how that works.
That's what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it next year.
No.
It appears that Fisher and I got married at the same place.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's lovely.
I think so, if I remember.
It's a good picture, whoever his wedding photographer was. That's you took that?
I feel like I recognize that place. And I don't recall my wedding at all. I don't remember. I feel like my wedding was 5 minutes long.
No. Yeah.
None of you were there.
No, I wish.
Yeah.
You guys were all at mine.
Yeah, that was a fun wedding, man.
My next wedding is going to be huge.
Were you not here yet?
You know whose wedding I started?
Hold on, let's clarify. You weren't here yet.
Yeah, I wasn't here yet.
I didn't know you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want to think like I snubbed you.
Yeah, no. I started like 2 weeks before married.
Oh, yeah, Joe's wedding.
Yeah.
I didn't go to that wedding for
some
reason.
They had a sushi bar there.
And because he had a bunch of those, like, little wine bottles that he gave away that he had in his office, and he kept offering them to me, and I was like, I'm only 20. I don't think I should walk out of here.
He knew.
Yeah.
Listen, I know that he probably doesn't
want to. Did you go to that wedding?
Yes, doesn't want to.
Why didn't I go?
I think you were out of town or something, or you just hate Joey.
No, yeah.
It was a good wedding.
No, Joey forever. I would have. First of all, I'm surprised I wasn't in the wedding. Who is in the wedding, Joe?
My brother.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Yeah, sorry. There you go.
My brother and some other people.
Okay, but that's
the other
what
people.
I'm saying. Like, I want to compare myself to the others. What?
Were in that wedding.
Hey, Joe.
Not your choice is what you're saying.
Hey, Joe, can you tell us who officiated that wedding?
Steve Miller.
Shut up.
But what I was going to say, the best thing about that wedding, and I think everyone will agree, were the little shot glasses with tomato soup that had a little grilled cheese in them.
A little
wedge of grilled cheese sandwich in a shot glass of tomato soup. It was the best thing I've ever had in my life.
Yes.
Yeah,
agreed.
Well, by the way, Joe's not married anymore.
No.
No.
But those grilled cheese tomato soup live on.
Yep.
How you like that?
Yep.
They're so
Joe,
good.
Can you ever see yourself getting married again?
Can't hear you.
That, I don't know.
I'm going to come to that wedding.
Was that your first wedding?
No.
Oh.
Was it your second?
Yeah.
Who was the first one?
The mother of his kid.
Mom.
Oh, man, I didn't. That must have been at a time when we broke up. I don't remember that.
You guys broke up.
We're still really great friends with, so.
Yeah.
Not so much the last one.
That, by the way, I don't see that ever happening. I don't have any ex-girlfriend that's like, I'm still really good friends with her. Even my ex-girlfriend that I talk to every once in a while, she still secretly hates me. She's only nice to me when she needs something.
Oh, no. By the way, John Brennan brought up a good point. Helium J ruined his wedding because there was supposed to be the meteor that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you may have been in your bunker. Maybe that's where you were.
Because of the blue kachina.
Wait a second. So Carmen.
Yeah.
You weren't here. In Spanish, you're probably going to be next to be married.
Right.
So I'm feeling that I will be, I'll be invited to your wedding.
Yeah, you'll be in my wedding. Ooh. Yeah.
I'll be asked to be in your wedding.
Well, I mean.
Let's not jump the gun.
Very rude to say no.
I would probably say no.
Well, that's rude.
Well, like what? How much do I have to be involved? Like I don't want to be in charge.
Well,
of anything.
I mean, all you guys will be involved in my wedding. You guys have had a lot to do with my life. I mean, since I started working here, you guys have all helped shape to me to be the man that I am.
Well, you're saying to be involved. What would I have to do in your wedding?
You'd have to be there and have to come to the bachelor party.
Okay.
You know? So that's not in your wedding. I'm invited to your wedding.
The party. You'd be in like the groom's party.
I'm not coming unless I'm the best man.
Well, yeah. Who do you think is going to be the best man?
What about your brother, though?
What about him? Yeah, I mean,
who is my best man?
He didn't. Your brother.
Right, but what about Pete?
I don't know what you did. I wasn't there.
Oh, no, you weren't. You were still in grade school.
But brother Trump's best friend easily. Your best friend has to understand that and go, well, it's my brother. But
only because I'm very close with my brother. If I wasn't, then I'd be like, no.
Best friend is not Trump brother. That causes turmoil.
Yeah, that's what my mom said.
So, yeah, if you were to pick Mike, even though he's not your best friend, he's your best friend. You're not his best friend.
Right.
Then your family would go.
Yeah, it's not reciprocal.
What's the protocol then? So I just have to have my brother, but then I want Mike to do all the planning for the bachelor party?
You don't have to.
That's the thing. That's what you want from me. Yeah. You want me to be bachelor party planner.
No, I want you to be in my wedding.
But you want me to be bachelor party guy.
I want you to be the best man because I think you'd give a great speech at the reception.
I've given a few speeches and they were all terrible.
No, I don't believe that.
Single best speech ever was my brother.
No.
My brother at my wedding. His speech was fantastic.
Well, he won't be giving a speech at my wedding.
I will not. I will be like, well, this ain't gonna last. Cheers.
Oh, no.
I wrote a speech for my brother Tim's wedding. I was co-best man. It was me and his buddy Dave.
Did you cry?
Well, here's the thing. As I wrote the speech, and I'm like, this is gonna kill. This is gonna be a great speech. I'm so ready for this. Here we go. I let Dave go first so I could be the headliner. He gave his speech, and I'm like, I'm gonna kill on this.
I'm gonna kill it
because he like just taking long, awkward pauses, like trying to hold tears back and stuff. And so then I get up. And I go, I'm Tim's brother. And I'm like, ruined. But then I composed myself, and I got there. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty
good.
That's
great.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, I can tell you, mine was terrible.
Your speech?
Yeah, like at my brother's wedding.
Why, though?
I don't know. I was young and dumb, and I didn't know. I didn't know. I think it was probably the first wedding I was ever in.
Really?
Were you trying to hype the crowd?
No.
A lot of F words?
Yeah.
Nope. I have no idea what I said.
Were they all big weddings that you've been a part of?
Me?
Yeah.
Ugh, I've been in the worst weddings. I was in Moose's wedding.
I had to give a speech at a wedding where the person who got married, his father just passed away from cancer. Yeah, it was very sad. That was a hard speech.
Your dad was here.
Oh, no.
I was in Moose's wedding, and I was not the best man. But I still had to put everything together for the best
man. That's Moose.
Mm-hmm. Moose's best man got arrested for trying to pick up underage girls.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Yep. Not during the wedding. Years later.
For sure. Oh my gosh.
I had a good time in Galvin's wedding.
Your wedding's still one of the most fun times I've had at a wedding.
That was my biggest concern was I don't want the vow stuff to be too long and I want it to be a party.
And
that was it.
It wasn't hot.
Cupcakes.
Nope. Yep. Nope, your wedding was cake.
Right, the band.
Yeah.
Right?
So what you're saying is Galvin should plan Spanish's wedding.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Good call.
It's funny because I cowboyed my wedding. I let my wife be in charge of it and stuff.
I remember that.
The girl wants to do all the stuff and pick all the things and do all that stuff. And I gave her to a certain time and I said, listen, at this point, I'm going to cowboy this wedding and I'm taking it over because you're not getting the stuff done. And she was like, but, and I grabbed the folder and I went, I'm in charge.
You must be the worst
Bridezilla. Groomzilla over here.
I love it.
Oh, no, it was great. Did it turn out great?
Yes.
There you go.
It did. Centerpieces were amazing.
That's all I needed.
Oh, I want to get married now.
She got her color stuff. That you want to do? You could renew your vows?
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
When is...
No, I want to marry a different girl.
Right.
I want to...
You probably got to ask your wife.
Yeah. I'm going to have a Cash Me Outside theme.
Ooh, how about that?
Ooh, I like that.
She does have merchandise now.
She does?
Yeah, she does.
Can we get her on the show?
So now... How old is that girl?
13.
Cash me outside. 13.
I thought she's older now.
No, she's 13. It just happened in November. Yes.
Where does she live? like, what do we know at state or city or anything? Because they're
from
growing
my thoughts.
Some,
I'm hoping Arkansas.
Yeah, they're growing some.
Well, she's been
developed 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know exactly where she's from, but she's been out in Hollywood. TMZ has been catching her, and
yeah,
she's
I
been
saw
doing,
that.
Like,
I saw that
video shooting like videos and stuff for people. So, but yeah, she's 13.
But because I mean, she looks like she's at least 20.
Yeah, she's weathered 13.
But you can
catch me outside.
You can hear it in her voice when she like screams and stuff like that. She gets like so bitch. Mm. It's yeah.
I'm so glad I don't know her name.
Yeah, right. Danielle.
Thanks. I'm so glad. Galvin.
Yeah.
Before I got sidetracked on weddings and all that, we were going to do a little Would You Rather.
Yes. Okay. So here is my Would You Rather. Think about this. And if the people want to call in with their thing, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Would you rather sit on a toilet with a rattlesnake in it or let a cockroach crawl into your nose? Now, here's the thing. You have to sit on the toilet with the rattlesnake in it, and you have to sit down and sit there for a full 5 seconds.
Oh, no, no, no.
Full 5 seconds. The snake may not bite you. It may bite you. Or have doctors on standby, and they let a cockroach go in your nose, and then wait 5 seconds, and they pull it out.
I'm going toilet seat. That's an easy one for
Dude,
me.
That's a rattlesnake.
It's a rattlesnake.
When I got my balloon sinuplasty in my nose, I remember what that feels like to have instruments inside of my face, and I will never forget that. I'm going rattlesnake.
I had that test up the nose thing recently, and that was the worst pain ever.
Right?
Well, that wasn't really pain, but it was just the most uncomfortable feeling.
Cockroach crawling
it's also
in there.
A rattlesnake biting your taint.
Well, you don't know if it's not guaranteed.
It may not even bite you. You have to sit there for 5 seconds.
Oh, the anxiety.
One, two. Three.
I'm a snake.
Four.
I'm looking at your
five,
badge.
And then get up.
Hello. So,
do you get to wear underwear while you sit?
No.
Butt naked.
Oh.
Butt naked. Nope. Peppermints.
No peppermint
Can't
spray.
Put peppermint spray. Well, scare
luckily,
snake
that's my
away.
Natural.
Scare snake.
I'm going to have to say snake.
You're going to go snake?
Man,
5 seconds sitting on the toilet with a rattlesnake.
Yep.
As opposed to 5 seconds of a cockroach in your nose.
Yeah, I don't want anything in my nose.
Oh.
But how does the cockroach get out?
They go in with tweezers
That's
and get it out.
Way more than 5 seconds. Snake it is.
Snake?
Snake. Because, you got to think, the cockroach...
Carmen, if it's not going to bite you, what is the danger for you?
You
might even like it.
What do you mean? What if it does... gets crazy?
What if, what if it gets crazy? It might be so enjoyable for
what
you.
What if it tries to go through my plumbing?
Yeah.
No. I don't want a snake.
That sounds like a party.
Baby.
Snake baby. I don't know whether you know how that works.
I love it.
You're safe on that. What would you rather do?
I would think I would go snake. Yeah. I think the cockroach in my nose would drive me crazy. Snake, hopefully they have the anti-venom right there. we can figure that
You're
out.
Screwed.
I don't know how that works, but I would just slowly sit down and just go, and I would try and make him think that he had a snake friend. You know what I mean? I'd be like, don't buy me. I'm just a snake, too.
Yeah, peppermint.
Just a wiggle.
Spanish snake or cockroach?
I'm going snake for
you
sure.
Snake?
So we're all snake? Just this video, I can't even handle that. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, that is brutal.
Because you got to think that they're grabbing the cockroach, but a couple limbs are still going to be up in there that you have to blow out of your own nose.
Oh.
Right?
And they just get pieces of it. Like they pull a leg off and it goes deeper down.
Feel
on
your forehead. I'm out. Snake in the toilet.
Snake in the toilet.
No, we're all snake then.
All right. Well, that's good to think about.
Glad I could discuss you. Did you put that up on the Facebook? Or are you going?
I have it now.
Okay.
I'm going to get it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything we talk about, you could check out on our Facebook page, including my new favorite thing, which is Galvin's open letter to movies from the 80s, which you can now see in video form, and a video of a lady getting a roach taken out of her nose. 42-year-old woman from India. Gross.